O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Quiet our troubled hearts, O Lord, with peace that passes understanding. Psalm 37, verses 7 to 10. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over the one who prospers, the one who succeeds in evil schemes. Refrain from anger, leave rage alone. Do not fret yourself, it leads only to evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall possess the land. Quiet our troubled hearts, O Lord, with peace that passes understanding. A reading from Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 40. Now it happened as we went to pray that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirits, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city, and they teach customs that which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in this house. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the officers, saying, "Let those men go." So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out." And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. When they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city, so they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Quiet our troubled hearts, O Lord, with peace that passes understanding. Martin Luther King Jr. said this: "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Creator God, who formed us from dust, breathe in us again. Give us a new imagination to perceive new possibilities today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's voice today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we think of our reading this day, we ask ourselves the questions, what prisons do we find ourselves in right now? What battles are we facing? What songs of praise and worship could we sing today as our battle cry? Lord, we ask you to give us a new song today. And as we sing, we ask for you to set us free. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all creation, we worship you. Jesus, Savior of the world, we worship you. Spirit, breath of life, we worship you. We worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we surrender to you. Increase our hunger for you. And we are grateful for the promises that we have that the battles that we face are not just mine or ours, but they are the Lord's. And because of that, we need not be afraid. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, some of us still ask for signs to know where you call us to go and who you desire us to become. Be merciful and reveal yourself to us in manageable ways, just enough to see us through today. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.